You Can Relax. That's the name of our podcast.
Oh my. Oh.
Oh, she's gassy.
God, that was from the depths of my. Is it a navel? Is your belly? What's your belly button called?
Isn't it a navel? But a navel's on an orange.
So also, I'm thinking a navy ship.
Not a navel, but
Your belly button isn't a navel. Why do you know that song?
It's in the Navy. You know that in the Navy song?
No, I don't know the
Navy. That's the only part I know. In the Navy. That's that song. That's the only part I know.
I'm assuming it's from a musical theater number.
I don't know. Did we start? Hello, welcome to Relax the Podcast. I don't know when or how this episode started, but it's here.
Yep.
And you don't hear Carrot Eric Sockland, but you do hear my sister Rachel.
Hello.
Rachel and I had so much fun last time we podcasted together. I was like, please
come back. Please, Rachel, give it to me. Please.
So she's here.
Give it to me, Rachel. Show it to me. Or
no,
something.
It's show it to me, but she says it weird.
Show it to me. I think it's
show it to me, Rachel.
I don't know. It's something that people say to me all the time, and I still can't figure out what it is.
I love it. So many fun. Oh, there's a hair stuck on my face. Okay, got it. I have so many fun things to talk to you about today.
Tell me, go.
Number one. Okay, so we have to talk about who needs to relax this week. But before we do.
Oh, dang it. Oh, I can't cuss on this, right?
Well, you can. Yeah, Eric cusses.
But you have to bleep it?
No, it's not always.
I don't want to add extra editing to anyone's plate.
You're fine. As long as it's not like every 5 seconds.
Okay.
But I think Eric did that in a recent episode, so it's probably fine. You can say whatever you want. Literally, there was one episode where he was just like, he was going crazy with the
sometimes F-bombs. The passion just boils over.
Yes, you can guess. It's fine. Okay. We're warning you now. There will be some foul language.
I can restrain myself.
I looked up something I wanted to talk about on the podcast today. And then it was like old slang. And there was a really good one that was funny. And I'm thinking of it because it was like a cuss word. And now I don't remember it now. And I only looked up one word and then I stopped looking them up. And then I forgot.
I am realizing that phrases that we grew up with were not sayings, but just things mom said.
Learned this in the Hitchback Off writer's room.
I said, neato mosquito.
Wait, you're lying.
And Abby looked at me and I said, I'm sorry. She goes, yeah.
Wait, you're actually lying.
I don't think neato mosquito is a phrase.
Is it not?
Have you ever heard another human being say neato mosquito in your entire life besides our family? Also, no one should ever say that. It's a terrible phrase.
Why? Neato mosquito? Mosquitoes aren't neat, I guess.
But also just neato.
Neato is so cool.
Okay.
You know what I was thinking about today? A word that should be brought back? That's bitchin'.
Yes.
I think that's so funny.
I love that. I love saying butthead.
Butthead's such butthead. Hilarious. We literally put that. I just pushed a button. I hope it didn't ruin my mic. Anyway.
There's buttons on your mic?
I felt something buttony. Anyway.
Did you disconnect your cord?
I don't know. Maybe.
Sorry.
Continue. Still working. I don't remember what I was saying.
Wait. Backtrack.
Wait. We have to Neato backtrack
mosquito.
A lot.
Neato mosquito. You looked up a word. You said something and Neato I mosquito, didn't hear it.
But then Neato mosquito left to Bitchin'
and butthead.
Butthead. Oh, yes.
Oh, we got there.
So we're trying to think of a scene at Haters Back Off. We needed someone to bully like young Patrick and young Miranda or whatever. And like, and we're like, what does he say when he leaves? And Christopher, actually, our brother Christopher, was
genius.
Was the one, I'm pretty sure it was him who said it should be butthead.
Yes.
Because it's just so stupid.
It's terrible.
It's so good. But I did want to say something before all of this. That's not
you
on.
Looked up words?
No, it was before that.
One that. Who needs to relax?
It was before that. Oh, I remember.
Hi,
now.
Welcome to Relax Podcast. No.
Okay. I'm wearing this on purpose to remind myself of this topic.
I was going
to
ask, are those narwhals?
They are.
I have a question and you cannot judge me.
I'm so excited about your question.
Are those real?
I love you so much. I love you so much. Do you understand? Oh, I'm so glad you don't listen to my podcast.
I love you so much. No, I did not. I don't have time.
Because, okay, it was one of the first episodes that Eric and I had back after our break. It might have even been the first episode we did back after taking like a long break from doing the podcast. Mm-hmm. And I think that was my relax is like, are they real? Like, I don't know.
Okay.
And because really, like, they're not real, right? Like, how could they possibly
the
be real?
Only time, listen, my
and
only
I know
knowledge
what you're about to say again.
Elf. That's the only time I've ever.
They look fake.
I have literally, Rachel? I have never seen one outside of Elf when he says, "Hope you find your dad."
Right, Rachel, let me just tell you, they're very real.
Stop it. Get out.
I swear to you, they're very real. And this is how.
Let me look at this.
Can I tell you?
This unicorn whale?
Can I tell you how I found out? I was watching TikTok. I'm pretty sure this is what happened. I'm have the worst memory literally on planet Earth. Rachel will confirm this.
Yes.
That I'm sure people in the comments, if I say this story wrong, they'll tell me because I said it in the episode that was pretty recent. It was this year, you know, but I'm pretty sure how I found out was I was watching a TikTok or something and mm-hmm. there's a TikTok of a real narwhal. And I was like, whoa, what is this CGI?
I would think it was.
That can't be real.
Why don't we talk about them? What do they do? Where do they live?
They're real.
I like slightly don't
Can
believe
you. Can I
please
show you a video?
I would love to. Whales have horns?
It blew my mind.
I have to say yours on your t-shirt are in outer space.
I know.
So see, very
that's the
concerned.
Thing is people always talk about them as if like, I feel like they're only in a context of like really bizarre, like Elf or like, look at my shirt. They're in outer space. Like people don't talk about it. They're real.
What do they do?
They like swim in the ocean like a
Are
freaking
whale.
Are
they in the Atlantic?
I don't know the geography.
Oh my God. I need people to fucking relax when they ask me if I know where something is.
Oh, I don't know where anything
is. Don't ask me a geography question.
Rachel.
Abby asked me the cat. What'd she say? What's the word when it, not the cap. Is it the capital? No. What's
the capital?
It was
the capital of California.
No.
The.
She said the blank of India. Is it the capital? No, it's the.
Isn't it the capital?
It doesn't sound right to me.
Oh, Rachel, we need to stop having this conversation because we're both not going to do well. But here's a narwhal. But look at a narwhal, okay? That's a real living narwhal in the ocean that Rachel's looking at right now.
What?
That's real.
Someone stabbed that sea lion with a broomstick.
Look at, that's a real picture of a real narwhal. They're real. That's a real narwhal.
What the hell?
I'm telling you. Can I tell you something crazy? You know their little unicorn horn?
Apparently, I don't know about them.
It's a tooth.
That's disgusting.
It's not even a cute horn. It's a tooth. It's kind of weird,
Did
right?
Did you know teeth aren't bones?
Oh, that's not... I don't like to know that.
I'm sorry for this information.
Why aren't they bones?
They are close to bones, but they aren't bones. Because people always say like teeth are the only bones outside, you know...
Yeah, that's
outside
why
your
I
skin.
Really did think that.
No, they're not bones. They're a different... They're like, you know how like something can be slightly like
yeah.
one little
yeah.
science word off and
yeah.
it's
completely We're so intelligent. I'm so glad we're talking
we
about
are
this.
Internet entertainers.
Wait, what? That's crazy.
Teeth aren't actually
I
bones.
I think Flynn just lost his first tooth recently and I'm pretty sure I've been saying like a bone fell out of his mouth. Like I've
Everyone
been saying
says it.
Oh, it's not real. So what is it then?
It's a
tooth.
Oh,
I already asked you this and you didn't know.
It's a tooth.
Yeah.
Okay. It's its own thing.
Okay. Well, there you go. Well, I'm very excited. I knew this would go well. That's why I wore this shirt. I was like, I bet you Rachel is the same as me and definitely
you know.
Did not think narwhals were real. And I hope that, and when I said this to Eric, he was kind of like, I didn't know, but he did know, but he didn't know, but he like kind of didn't really care too much about it. He was just kind of like, yeah, I don't know. Are they real or not? And I was like, how are you not freaking out?
Because this is a mythical, I thought it was like the same as a unicorn or a dragon.
This is what I am saying. A dragon. But see, that's a very controversial topic with you because you did once think that dragons were real.
And by once, meaning I was well into my 20s.
Yes.
And it took us going to Ireland or Scotland mm-hmm. to realize, oh, these are mythical?
Yeah.
I just thought they were back in
they
the Viking
like
days.
Yeah, dinosaur days.
Yeah,
oh,
like,
recent Viking. Okay. That's yeah. different than dinosaurs.
I'm sorry.
I thought you thought the same.
Vikings rode dragons. That is a fact of life. Sorry, I almost knocked over my water being
okay.
so obsessed with
well,
this
Well, I thought that you thought that they existed with dinosaurs.
Oh, well, that too.
But you thought they were like during the Vikings.
Sure.
Is that when we were I think we were in Norway and we went on the Viking trip. Is that?
We went I to don't a remember. Museum? It could have been Norway or Scotland or Ireland. We've been to all of them many a time. But I remember going to that trip and leaning over to you mm-hmm. and you were like, no, they're not real. They've never been real.
I wish they were.
I just, things go extinct. I thought they went extinct.
Oh man. Okay. Well.
Also, have you seen someone drew like a skeleton thingy and being like, and it's very terrifying. Like it's a skeleton thing. And they're like, this is what archaeologists have to go off of. To recreate a dinosaur, what would you think this looks like? And people like drew how it would look like as a dinosaur, and it was the scariest thing in the world, but it was actually the bones of a bunny. And so we're like, we actually have no idea.
Oh, yeah. No idea what.
No color or fur or feathers or whatever.
Well, they have to guess based on like, I'm a scientist. Yeah. And I think they guess based on things like on their teeth, like how, what kind of teeth and what shape their mouth is and all that.
And
like
what kind of
foods they eat. And that can help determine what color their skins are and reptiliness or birdiness.
How would anyone know that a giraffe had spots or a zebra had stripes?
How would anyone know? Is an elephant trunk that doesn't have bones in it, right?
You're asking the wrong person.
I don't think an elephant trunk has bones in it.
It's cartilage?
I think so. So like, how would you know that an elephant has a long, like in a bajillion years?
Dude,
like
Tyrannosaurus Rex could have
a big old long elephant nose.
Yeah.
That's
or
wild.
Huge ears.
Oh my gosh. That means if someone finds my skeleton in a million years, they'll never know I had a big ugly nose. They could think it was cute. They'll never know They'll never know the truth.
I love your nose. Shut up.
Okay. So I have, oh my God, we're never going to talk about anything. We probably should. Wait, is it recording?
Yeah. Don't worry. I've checked.
Okay. Oh, thank you. Sometimes I forget to check if things are recording and then they're not.
I understand. Don't worry. I'm in charge of my one camera here.
Oh, I appreciate that.
I got you.
Okay. So I have a very exciting thing to who needs to relax. And I'm very excited about it. So I'm kind of nervous about it, honestly.
Just nervous.
Yeah. So I recently was laughing about the names of the different songs that we use for royalty-free music, like on YouTube.
Give me.
Okay.
Morning stroll. Snack time.
Girl.
Bike ride.
Okay,
let's
go. Listen, you know the names. So I talked about it in my vlog and I was just like, oh my gosh, the names of some of these songs. Because I was looking for a Halloween song. Because, you know, we know like the ones that we use all the time. You see the name all the time. So kind of you become desensitized to the fact that some of them have weird names. So I was looking up Halloween like songs, and one of the songs is called "She Died Up There," you know.
Stop it. No, it's not.
I swear to you.
And please give me the beat.
Well, that's the thing. I wanted to play a fun game with you. I'm not prepared for it, so we're gonna have to pause the cameras to
this is amazing.
Set it up. But I thought it would be fun to do where we say the name, we look up a title, and we have to guess what the song's gonna sound like based on the name, and then we listen to it and see if we're correct. But before we do that, that's what needs to relax, by the way, is the titles of the royalty-free songs that we're allowed to use on YouTube. But before we do that, I have a present for you because it's not a physical present.
Oh,
no.
Okay.
It's unfortunately the gift of song. So I need a sip of water. I'm like literally nervous because I'm excited.
I am so confused as to what's about to happen.
Well, here's the deal. I started singing along in my vlog, trying to be like, how is this song called this? Like, what's the lyrics? Like, cause one of them was called Magical Dirt.
Oh my God. Are you about to Jessica this?
Okay. So I in the middle of the night last night, wrote down lyrics to a couple songs that I know you use very frequently in your vlogs. God. So
please tell me it's like Get Outside.
It's not, but I love Get Outside.
It's the intro to every vlog.
Okay. So hold on.
You're about to Jessica this up. Jessica used to create lyrics to ringtones.
Oh, it was amazing. Cause she had this one phone that had the weirdest ringtones for a song. Like there's one called you guys have heard it if you've watched our vlogs, but
it's Christmas.
Yeah. It's Christmas. She literally had a ringtone on this old phone, like in the 2000s that was called It's Christmas. And it literally sounded like this. And it sounded no Christmas. There was nothing Christmas.
My favorite was the Happy Birthday one.
Oh yeah, that one was even better. Happy birthday,
happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday.
That was so bananas. And anyway, so yes, I'm basically doing that.
I love this so much. This is my favorite game in the world.
Because I love that the names of the songs don't make any sense. So.
Correct.
I'm kind of nervous, you guys.
Don't be. I'm sure these are genius.
Okay, so this first one, I just did two songs. So I was like, I'm going to find the songs that I know Rachel uses all the effing time on her channel because I wonder what they're called. And I know you probably know what they're called. In fact, I know you know this first one because you already said the name of it.
Oh my God.
Can you guess what it is?
I'm so bad at hearing things and knowing what they are.
Okay. Well, no, but say some names of the ones that you've used.
Morning Stroll. Snack time, bike rides.
Oh, bike rides, perhaps. Okay, you ready for this?
Yes.
Oh, this song's called Bike Rides. Makes perfect sense, right? It sounds like a song about bike rides. They have so much in common. You want me to tell you about it? Here I go. Bye.
my gripes make me smile and sweaty, and this song gives me the same feeling. 1 billion bikes are on the earth, you know, and that's how many times Rachel used this song in video.
Bike, and song have so much in common. Bike rides and the song have so much in common.
Bikes are not as cool as cars, and this song's not as cool as most songs. But bikes are free, so you'll save on gas, and this song is free, so cool songs can suck my ass. Bike rides are long, and so is this song. This part of the song is very awkward to me. It's aggressive and uncomfy, just like a bike seat.
My
bike rides and the song have so much in common. Bike rides and the song have so much in common.
They're basically the same thing. Come on now.
My cheeks hurt so bad right now.
I was so excited. I knew you'd appreciate
it's
it.
It's so bad.
Okay, I have one more.
Is it Jazz in Paris?
No, but
is it Central
Jazz
Park?
Jazz in Paris is great.
Oh, Jazz in Paris. Is it Drive-In?
How does Jazz in Paris... Oh, is that Jazz in Paris?
That's either Drive... or
there's one called Retro that I use a lot.
Oh, I do not use Retro.
Retro is like the... Retro is a great like background song for a typical...
Okay.
Anyway. Okay. Oh my God. I'm like actually so nervous.
Fluffing a Duck is one of my favorites for like an awkward kind of moment.
I feel like the one... Okay. I feel like that one, the bike rides one, when I hear that song, I think of your videos and I think of like my kids watching videos of like kids playing with cars and truck toys, you know, like they're on a lot of like those little kids playing with trucks videos on YouTube. And I always think of your vlogs because I know you use it a lot. Okay. This next one is trickier for me. Again, wrote these in the middle of the night last night.
I
so
love
who knows
it
if
so much.
They probably won't work. We'll see how this goes.
It's genius.
So this next one, you use it pretty much in all of your videos.
Hustle?
No, girl.
Oh, God. I don't know what it is.
It's at the end of your videos.
I don't know the... Is it the outro song?
It is.
I don't know the name of that song.
You want to know the name of it, Rachel?
Yes, because I can't find it.
I'll tell you the name of it.
Please tell me.
Toe Jam.
It is so Toe Jam.
Okay, you ready for it?
I am so ready for Toe Jam.
Okay, I'm kind of nervous. Here it goes. This is the end of Rachel's videos.
You would find the one named Toe Jam.
Well, it's called freaking Toe Jam. How could I not? Okay. Okay, here we go.
Oh, yeah, this is it.
You just watch Rachel's video. She probably put links on the screen to self-promote, like pics of herself and subscribe to see Mo, and trying to get you to buy from a merch store. Hey, don't hate the player, hate the game. She gotta make money, honey, we're all the same. Well, except she's gay. Don't you support the LGBTQIA? Then subscribe today. Show your pride, don't hate, or you'll look like a cis straight white guy. Hey,
they got Toe Jam.
Yeah, they got Toe Jam. They got Toe Jam. Do you want Toe Jam? I didn't think so. You better subscribe to Rachel or you'll have Toe Jam just like all those men. Oh yeah. Don't forget everybody, stay awesome possums.
I'm putting that. I'm taking like that and I'm putting it at the end of my videos from now on.
You did so good. I loved that.
I'm so nervous. I'm so bad. Okay, so now we can play the game.
Oh dear God.
So for the game,
I was not expecting this.
I have downloaded and written down a few names of songs. I just did it kind of at random. Yep. Whatever name sounded interesting. I did not listen to the songs. Mm-mm. I turned the sound off the computer and downloaded them.
These are not our normal jams.
No. So we're going to tell you a name of a song and then we have to guess what we think it's going to sound like.
Yeah.
Okay. The first one is one that Rachel noticed and was like, hey, how about this one? And I think you're correct. It's a good option here. Elevators Need to Rock Too. Hey guys.
It's two as T-O-O as well. So yes. Hey guys.
Elevators need to rock too.
Don't take up all the space.
It's like, it feels like elevators have feelings too.
Yes. Okay. Elevators need to rock too.
So what's your guess?
Oh God. I'm upbeat. Okay.
You're upbeat. Okay.
I'm upbeat. I'm feeling it.
Okay.
And there has to be rock music to it.
Okay.
But
that's
also
fair.
Elevator music.
Yeah. So what do you think it's going to sound like?
Like,
I like that. Okay.
Very repetitive. They're all extremely repetitive.
Yes, they are.
What is your,
I feel like I'm on the same page as you, but I think that it will be, shockingly more chill than you think it should be
because it's elevator music.
Yeah. I think it'll be like, probably similar to yours. But I feel like a lot of drums, like a snare, like a, but I love that we're trying to make the sound with like only our mouths. Like we are not an orchestra, but I feel like it's the same vibe as what you think. Like,
okay.
That's our guess. That's good percussion.
Thank you.
Okay. I'm going to try to look it up
see
if I can find it. Here it is. I found it. Okay. Ready for it?
Yeah.
I'm ready. Elevators Need to Rock too. I'm going to turn it up so we can hear it. Here we go.
Oh, it is rock music.
Can you guys hear this? That is rock.
I'm gonna rock to this.
Elevators need to rock too. Oh. Yeah, elevators need to rock, don't you? Push the button, go up and down. Let's go all over town, cause elevators need to rock too.
Oh my God. Okay. Just waking up my children. Okay.
Oh,
you know what else I love is that our mics will not pick up that music. So it's just going to be you and me being like, you're not going to be able to hear the sound of the songs. Okay. Anyway, next song is Running Errands. What do you think it sounds like to run errands? I would guess it's like,
it's frantic.
Yeah. It's frantic.
It's really frantic. I feel stressed already.
It's like, you know, there's some of the songs on the YouTube library that don't have a beat, or like I'll download something thinking it's going to be a fun, sweet song. And it's like, but it's not jazzy like that. It's just like random sounds.
Can I tell you my biggest pet peeve?
What?
Is when I film a lot of concerts and clubbing and things of such, but I can't use that music.
Right.
So I need a hip hop upbeat
song.
Oh,
they don't have any good ones.
They don't. But I'll be like, okay, it just like, it needs to be a certain length. And it will be the first 10 seconds repeated for 4 minutes.
Yes. So you know the one that goes, it's like one of the only dance club songs they have.
Yes!
You know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
And it's like, get up, up, dance, dance. It's like some voice singing something.
My God.
I don't know. Okay. Anyway,
sorry. Got
running errands. I do think it's going to be like, so, but not, it sounds like we're singing jazz. It won't be jazzy. It's going to be just like
never jazzy.
Frantic, weird, quirky sounds is what I believe.
I think it will be frantic.
Okay. I'm going to get up closer so that we can hear this. Okay.
I'll move.
Oh,
too.
Yeah. That.
We'll just move here to this center camera.
Oh, okay, cool. We'll be in the center camera here so that we can get up close so you guys can hear it.
Oh, so your profile's on that one and my profile's on this one.
That'll be cute. Okay, what are we looking up?
Running errands.
Running errands.
The amount of times I told Colleen to write down Elevators Need to Rock too, and she couldn't. It took me telling her that title maybe 20 times.
But you understand.
I do.
Okay, here we go.
Yeah,
it's jazzy.
It's so jazzy. And
hey,
quick.
I'm running errands today. Hey. I love to run errands every day. Because I have lots of things to buy. Do I need the Kleenex? Do we have toilet paper? Do we have any soap? Or should I get some at the store? I don't know. What do we need more?
I don't know. That's a really bad improv. Sorry, guys.
I loved it.
Wait, how do I stop it? Okay. I actually love that song and want to use it.
Yeah, I'm totally into it.
The next one is called You're No Help.
Oh, God.
This one's going to be like mad, but like quirky mad. Like, yeah.
Okay.
Don't
I feel
you agree?
That. I do. It's mad, but they're going to do it themselves.
Okay. Here we go. Ready for it?
Oh, I have a bad feeling about it. Like, I feel like our assumption would be the right assumption, but it's not going to be it.
What else could your no help me? Okay, let's hear it.
Something personal in that.
Come on. That's so not helpful.
Not in the slightest. But actually, the worst thing is when you finally find something and someone goes, it's always in the last place you look.
Of course it is.
Because I wouldn't keep looking, you dumbass.
Rachel, talk about personal. Okay. I'm really worried we're waking up my kids, but it's okay. We can just do, maybe we'll do one more because I feel like this one's called battery stuff.
Dumb.
I think it's going to be very dumb. Techno. Like it'll be
maybe techno and just dumb.
Like it'll be like we both kind of think it'll be the same thing.
I got that. Yeah.
Okay, here we go.
Oh, so techno. Found some batteries and stuff in my drunk drawer. Don't throw those away or I was gonna use them one day.
Yeah, that's true. Even though they're dead, you never know. Wait, we're not rhyming at all. We're just, oh, you kind of did.
Rhyme.
You rhymed. I'm not. I'm just saying things. Battery stuff.
Don't talk. Don't think about it. It's just battery stuff. Don't worry about it. It's just battery stuff. You wouldn't understand. It's just battery stuff. It's none of your business. It's battery stuff. Don't touch my stuff. It's battery stuff. I've had enough. My poor battery, it's so sad. It wants a drawer all to itself, but it has to share with the tiniest screwdriver in the world. For all these, I don't know.
And the empty tape container.
Empty tape.
I knew you misheard me.
The way you're fucking. Sorry. Shit. Damn.
I thought you said the empty deep container.
Tape. You know when your tape rolls from there and you just throw it back in the drawer?
Okay, guys, it's straight up 10 p.m. late tiredness. Like, my, I don't think, that was the worst improving of singing I've ever done because nothing was rhyming. I think I was just talking.
You? That was my best. I should get back in my chair.
No, I didn't. Did I say you? I said me. I did not think that you did terrible.
Okay. Just clarify.
I was just excited to do it at all.
That was fun.
But I feel like if I had more time to like, you know, be excited about, this was a brand new game we just made up.
I'm obsessed with this game. We need to play it all the time.
Yes, we should play it again. But I think maybe if we play it again, I'll be more focused and be able to actually.
I think also if we ever play it again, I would also like to prepare lyrics to a song that you always use.
Oh, please do. I would be so happy.
Mm-hmm.
Because mine were honestly kind of masterpieces.
I'm obsessed with Toe Jam and it will be inserted into the end of my blogs.
Oh my goodness. Okay. I'll record it professionally for you.
Oh, thank God.
Does anyone or anything need to relax for you this week? Nothing?
Deep containers, apparently.
Deep. Oh, for some reason I thought you, my brain heard deep containers and I knew
and
that we just
said
that.
Teeth containers.
Just now?
No. When you asked me when you originally saw it.
I said deep.
Oh, I heard you.
You said teep. You said teep containers.
I said tape.
You didn't. I don't think you said.
Well, I probably didn't. What just happened?
What? I just remembered happened. Something I wanted to talk about with you.
You did it like a flop.
Because I was excited because I remembered something I wanted to say and something I wanted to talk about with you. But I think I should save it for your podcast.
Do we have because it time? Has to do. It is 9:40.
I need to know if we do, because if we don't have time to do it on yours, then I have to do it now. But I want to do it on yours. But we're going to record Rachel's podcast too. But I don't know. Are we having time or not?
Let's do it.
You want to?
Yeah.
Queen of
when
Queens.
Is, when is yours
Lord
coming
Lords?
Out?
Literally in like a day.
Mine comes out Wednesday.
Same.
Oh my God. Great. Go watch mine after us and you'll hear what Colleen is very desperate to say.
Yes, I'm excited to say whatever I'm about to say. How long has this been? It feels like we've been doing this for 100. Oh my God, this episode's really short.
That's what I said. You can continue.
Well, we can continue over.
We've been in this room for 2 hours, but
know,
we've been podcasting for 20 minutes.
I know, because it's so fun to talk and we just don't turn on the camera and then we forget. And then,
yeah.
Oh my God.
You almost didn't even turn on the mics at one point.
Straight up been like 2 hours we've been hanging out and just only been recording for like 20 minutes.
Is it literally 20 minutes?
It says it's 30, but I know that there's time in there that like we
weren't
podcasting.
Tell me your story.
I wanted to save it for yours, but I'll do it.
It's okay.
Okay. I have something to say. I have to talk. This is serious.
Oh my God.
This is probably better. We do it on my channel, not yours, because your podcast is not so serious. Not that this one's super serious, but I just in general am the sibling that cries and is more serious.
You have a t-shirt that says it.
That you got for me.
Mm-hmm.
But I am the more sensitive, dramatic of the two of us. probably of the entire family lineage of
yes.
our entire family
okay.
tree.
Someone has to hold the torch.
it's me. And my torch is ablazing.
Mm-hmm.
I had a dream my house set on fire. Oh, that's horrible.
I'm
horrible
so dream. Sorry.
You were in the dream. This is so bizarre. I have weird dreams.
By the end of the day, I have no recollection of my dream that previous night.
I don't remember the dream usually right when I wake up, unless it's a horrible nightmare.
Oh, and then they'll stick for life.
Yeah. But the mine come back to me. Like I get reminded of them like throughout the day, and they're so, and then all of a sudden I'm like, that was so vivid.
Yeah.
And sometimes I'll think my dream, I know you hate dream talk. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
I'm almost done. But my dreams are so vivid that when I remember them halfway through the day, my mind has a hard time remembering if it was a dream or not. This one, obviously, I know my house didn't catch on fire, so I know it was a dream. But yeah, there's times where I'm like, oh, no, when we went to this place the other day. And I'm like, wait, that didn't happen. It's very weird.
I think it's because you don't get full night sleeps.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You're like chaotically in and out of sleep.
Mm-hmm.
So your dreams, I feel like, probably do mix a little bit more into reality. Yeah.
Why are we talking about dreams?
Because you were going to tell me something.
Oh, but I was talking about whatever. Oh, my God.
Said a blazon or a blaze. It's a torch that a blaze.
Oh, yes. I was torch. Like, your dog.
No, not, I'm talking about not your dog. Blazifer.
Okay. Anyway, so I was watching your podcast. So actually, I was watching your vlogs because I was like, which songs does she use most often? And I was correcting my assumptions.
I was wondering earlier, you mentioned that as something about my vlog, and I was thinking.
I actually have been watching more often than I usually do. That. Not all of them, but like ever like making a thumbnail for one of my videos, I'm like, oh, put on one of Rachel's vlogs.
Oh,
you know?
Cute.
Got to get those views, honey.
Thank you. I thought someone was opening this door.
No. I keep getting sidetracked. I'm so sorry.
This never is mind. Just I'll normally hanging out, by the way.
I know.
We neither of us finished the story ever.
And we just cut each other off the whole time. I'm so happy because usually people are like, Colleen, stop cutting people off because it's a big problem I have. It's something I have to work on.
Same.
But Rachel does the same thing. And so when we're together, we just kind of are constantly just talking over each other. And we don't care. Like we're, because it helps us.
And we also sometimes, if we completely cut each other off and we're like, oh, okay, wait, one second. I have this thought. And you like say it. We will be like, okay, and what were you saying about the thing and the thing? Like, we remember and we want to
sometimes,
hear it.
Re-listen to this episode, Rachel, how many times we remembered things.
I don't think we
don't care if we forget it.
Exactly.
We're like, oh, okay. Anyway.
And if I really need to tell you it, I would remember to tell you it later.
That's so true.
And if I didn't need to tell you, it's whatever.
That's so real.
I know.
Before we started filming, I told Rachel something I've been wanting to tell her for months. I've been holding on to it. And I finally remembered to tell her, and it was glorious.
It's so rare we're just like hanging out, you and I, to just talk.
Did you just pull real glasses out of your sock?
Yes, I did.
How are they in there not crushing? Wait, they're in your sock for real? When would those... Were you wearing those at all today? This is just gone on your face for the first time.
No, I was wearing them at the beginning of the episode, and then somehow I took them off and put them in my sock, and I just realized it. And I said, that's not a place for glasses. And I put them back on my face.
That is so impressive. That was so cool that you just like pulled glasses out of your sock and put them on your face like that.
Okay. I'm glad it was cool and not weird.
Okay. Anyway, so I have more things in this little notebook other than just names of songs.
Oh my God. Are you a spy? I love this.
I know. Isn't this such a spy
notebook? Investigative work.
Also, Flynn wrote a list of things he had to do when he was probably 3 years old. I remember this time of his life. This is his to-do list. It's just like little scribble circles.
I wanted to decode them. The first one looked like a wolf.
Yeah, probably. This is a to-do list where nothing is checked off. And this page, okay, so this is what it is. So I was watching your vlogs.
Okay.
And it auto-played as I was like making a thumbnail or something into one of your podcast episodes.
Okay.
And it was with Joy, and it was a recent one. I don't know if it was the most recent or one of the recent ones. And you were talking about sisters. You're talking about JoJo, and like, you're like, no, you guys were talking about that sister stuff. And I was like, oh my God, we need to have a little chit chat. See,
because
I wrote it down because I felt so sad.
Okay.
Not because of, you didn't do anything to make me sad. I did something to make me sad. You said, I know as a big, because Joey was like, no, big sister, you put your little sister down and you make fun of her and blah, 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 blah. And you're like, no, I will not do that. I'm not going to do that. And then you said, I literally could cry. You said, I wish my sister didn't put me down so much. She doesn't anymore. But when we were little, like you were like talking about that. But I just wrote down the part. I wish my sister didn't put me down so much. My eyes were like, oh my God, when did I put her down? I felt so horrific. I felt so bad. I am so sorry.
I know you are.
So sorry. I'm going to cry.
I appreciate you.
I feel so bad because I know in our childhood, like I would tease you, and I was a little jerk when we were like little kids.
When we were little, once you went off to college, when you came back, you were like, oh, this chick's cool, and we became best friends. And then you never did anything to me ever again, because we were siblings. We were little kids sharing a room. Of course I was going to get on your nerves.
Well, and I was so mean. And
but
I was,
you are not that human anymore.
I know, but I was like, oh no. Like, and I was just, I've been so upset about it. Cause I'm like, did I say, because to me, I was always like, oh, siblings stuffing on, just like joking around, but it wasn't. Cause I'm like, were there things I said to you that hurt your self-esteem that like affect you the rest of your life? I feel so bad. I'm so sorry.
It's okay. I love you. I forgive you. And I have not held on to any of that. I'm okay.
I know, but I needed to say I'm sorry.
Confidence and the biggest ego of anyone you've ever met.
I'm so jealous of your confidence. I'm so jealous of everything about you. You're like my biggest role model and inspiration. And I just want to be you.
I love that.
And I was like, how could me, like who I am and who she is, how could me make her feel anything other than, how could she ever feel anything other than wonderful and perfect? And I was so sad if I made any contribution to any of you ever having not an incredible self-esteem.
No, you've made up for it over the years. You're one of my biggest fans and
literally your biggest. I think you're the funniest, smartest, bestest person in the world.
I appreciate that.
So anyway, when you said that, I was like, I have to say sorry again. Like, I feel like I've said sorry many times about it, but like, I was just hearing you say it out loud. I was like, oh no. Like, but it wasn't anything recent, right? I never said anything.
Never
you would tell
recent.
Me.
I would tell you.
Okay.
I love you.
I would never forgive myself if I said something as a conscious adult human being.
No,
that
you were a
ever...
child and I was an annoying little sister and it was very much normal sister things.
Oh my God. And it wasn't.
And
even...
you gave, like, hey, I have, I think it maybe it's because now I have thick skin. Like, and maybe I have thick skin now because of it.
Maybe I needed a big sister to be mean to me to make me not such a baby.
I just praised you all the time.
Well, it wasn't anything that I ever felt about you that wasn't like any time I was ever mean or bratty or whatever is like, it was big sister things. Like, I don't remember ever like teasing you like in high school, being like, you freaking loser. Like, I don't remember that. I just remember as little kids being like a brat. Like, I'd say a brat is a good word to describe me as a child.
Yeah.
Like, to you.
Yeah.
Like a princess to everyone, but kind of bratty to you. And I was jealous because, and it wasn't anything about you. It was that I felt like mom would take your side and I was mad about that.
Yeah.
And I was like, no.
It's normal.
I'm the princess. Like, I was like literally Veruca Salt and Charlie and Chocolate Factory. Like, no, I want it now.
No, yeah. Very much kid stuff. And since we became friends after you went to college. So since I've been 14, you've been nothing but an ally.
I'm still sorry forever for all the other
things. I appreciate
things.
You saying that, bringing it up and giving me your feelings. And I love you.
Can I tell you?
Always.
You're like, oh, no more serious stuff. Man. Shut up. I love how much Rachel squirmed that entire time.
I can't. I will handle it. I will listen to respond, but I will squirm.
No, I feel like you're much better. No, you're not. You aren't squirming. Since like therapy has entered into our lives.
I love therapy.
I feel like Rachel 7 years ago would have been like, no, it's fine. It's cool. No, it's cool. It wouldn't have been words. It would have just been like, no. What? No, it's fine. It's cool.
It is crazy looking back at like 5 years ago, I was a completely different person. Mm-hmm. 7 years, 10 years ago, couldn't recognize her.
Yeah, same, obviously same. Yeah, big time.
But the last 4 years, I've done a huge revamp of myself, especially since I've started therapy. But yes, no.
Yeah. Can I tell you a core memory I have that includes you?
Yes, please.
So
the fact that I remember something is shocking.
Shocking.
I actually think I bully you more now.
Big time.
I bully the shit out of you
big
now.
Time. I don't care. It's usually... Yeah, it's usually laughing at my stupidity in some form. But anyway, I have this one core memory of you. So we obviously have a bajillion core memories. We're sisters and like have been best friends for the majority of our lives. But, as children, I was very jealous of Rachel. We didn't have much in common as little
kids. Absolutely
nothing. I was frilly, girl, sparkly,
princess. Well, when you were a kid, your hobbies are what you focus on.
Right.
We still don't have any of the same hobbies. We just have the same sense
of humor. Yeah. Yeah.
And we think each other's hilarious.
Yeah. But like, I love that we don't have the same hobbies because we compliment each anyway.
Oh yeah.
I'm not getting into all that. No, but, this one core memory I have, and I think about it like kind of often ish. Cause I don't have many memories from childhood because I don't have many memories in general. But we obviously played a lot and like, we didn't only just fight and be wieners. Like we often like did play. Like
we,
I feel like we played
a lot of make believe,
and whatever. But I have this one memory: we were playing house or something,
We're making salads in the backyards out of leaves and sticks.
We are in our bedroom.
With Play Kitchen?
I don't remember the game. I only remember this one moment.
Okay, I just wanted a scene.
I think we were playing like some sort of version. We called it house. What did you guys call it growing up when you just played like you're a mom and a dad and there's a baby?
That's house.
Yes, yeah, house. That's what we always called it, was house. You want to play house. So we're playing house and I was some sort of a mother figure or something. And you were some form of child or who knows. We were, at that moment, you know, you switch it up when you're playing house, your mom and then your dad and then your baby.
It's
and then
like
you're
a dream.
Yeah, it is.
You never know what's happening.
The only part of it I remember is I was sitting on, you know, that little pink rocking chair we had. It was very tiny. It was actually the chair I became a Christian on.
Stop it.
We had a tiny pink rocking chair. I can't believe you don't remember it, which is only, I only say it because there's never been a thing in our lives that I've remembered and you haven't.
I must have been really young.
Yeah, I think so. I guess so. But it was a very tiny, like, I mean, I'm talking, it couldn't have been taller than 2 feet tall.
Like American Girl doll?
No, because it was like a toddler size.
Okay.
But it was pink and had thin like wood to it. And it was very cute. And it was a rocking chair. I loved it.
I don't have recollection.
Well, I stood on that thing to get closer to heaven when I asked Jesus to be in my heart when I was 3 years old. I thought, I need to stand on something to get closer up to heaven. And I stood on that. Anyway, I was sitting on that. We were playing house. And you were the baby or whatever. And I guess it was time for you to go to sleep or something.
Mm-hmm.
And so you put your head on my lap. And we were not, and still I would not say, affectionate people to each other. Like,
oh, physically affectionate,
physically,
yes.
In that way. Like, we never like hugged or...
No.
Anything.
The only time I hug you is when you're crying.
Yeah, we hug. Yeah, and that's kind of it.
Yeah.
I, in general, am not like a physically affectionate person with anyone except for like my husband. And like, yeah, if I say hello, I'm a, hugs.
That's my top love language. But I've learned that so many people just don't like that.
It's not
so I
mine.
Just don't.
It's not mine, but it is only with, you know, obviously my husband. But anyway, you laid your head on my lap and I was petting your hair like how mom pets her hair. And it was, I can't even put in words the feeling because I didn't understand it as a little girl. And even now I don't understand it, why it's a core memory, but it was kind of like, you know, you were annoying to me as a little girl because you took my, the attention away from me from my mommy and I was a princess and I was excited about a little sister and then you didn't like the things that I liked and you didn't want to play the same things as me.
I took
and,
up half your room.
And you always did... This is so funny that this is annoying to kids, but like you liked the same things as me. Like, but
you were annoyed that I didn't like the same
because
things
you wouldn't play. But it wasn't in that sense. It was like we'd go to get ice cream and you'd order something. And I'd be like, well, I want mint chip. You're like, well, I want mint chip.
Yes.
And that annoyed me, which is so stupid, obviously.
No, I get it though.
But it was like, oh, you only wanted it because I wanted it.
Yeah.
Which is so dumb. But anyway, you in my, I guess just because like I never thought of you in like, this sounds so cruel, but like in a loving, mothering kind of way at that point.
You weren't my mother.
You must have been very young.
If I was like 4, you were 8. So
yeah, I think it was even
child.
Younger than that. I feel like we were very young. But I just have this core memory of your head in my lap and me petting your hair. And I think it was because it was a foreign feeling. Like I had never done something that like intimate and sweet with you. That sounds so mean, but I don't mean it to sound mean or be mean. I just remember it being like, this is a foreign feeling. And look at this little, she's a little
like
girl.
You realized I was delicate.
No, I think it was just like, I didn't view you as this, like a sweet little baby girl. I viewed you as like my little sister. That's like in the way and blah, blah, blah. And like,
public
I loved
enemy
you.
Number one. Yeah.
But I don't know what about that. I just remember feeling weird feelings as a little girl and being like, you weren't running around with your G.I. Joes and like pocket knives and like, you know, whatever you were. Playing a game with me that I wanted to play.
Yeah.
Your head was in my lap sweetly and you were pretending to sleep. You were calm, which you never were.
No. Mom says that's one thing about me. She's like, you are a really good kid, but you never stop moving.
Yeah. And so I just remember, I don't know what about that is. And maybe this is something I should unpack in therapy, girl. But no, but it really is like such an intense, vivid core memory. And the only part, I don't remember the game, don't remember the day, don't remember anything other than exactly where I was. And that one, probably 3 seconds of my life is like, I could paint a photo of it.
That's insane.
And I think it was just because it was a foreign feeling of like, oh, look, you can be kind and sweet to this little girl. And like, but intimate in like a, in an affection, a physical affection way.
Yeah.
I don't think I'd probably barely ever hugged you at that point.
Yeah.
And I was like doing something that's so sweet and loving and like,
well, that's
so
cute.
crazy that that's like, it burned into my memory forever. I think about it like often. I'm like,
it sounds
like
your motherly instincts were kicking in at such a young age.
I think it also was like love for you was like, oh, you love this sweet little sister girl. She's, you know, it's like a weird thing when you're a little kid and you're like learning these things. Like, of course I loved you, but it, it, I don't know. And it was like a very, isn't that crazy?
That's Have like you ever felt that feeling ever again?
For you?
No,
no.
Just in general.
Well, I mean, I've had core memories. There's,
no,
I have
but
a
like
lot
that
of core
feeling
memories.
That you got when you were like petting my hair.
No, no, I don't think so. It was just, I think it was just, I can't describe it. I can't explain the feeling. And that's what I think why it became a core memory is because it, my brain, I think it was like you and I both slowed down for a second, which we didn't do in our own ways. My brain never
especially
slowed down
together.
And your body physically never slowed down. And it was a moment where we both slowed down at the same time. And I was like looking at you. It was almost, I guess the only other feeling I could compare it to, I do have something I can compare it to.
Okay.
I'm very bad at eye contact, like horrifically bad at it.
Okay.
And when I stop looking at everything else in the room or stop looking at someone's lips or chin or forehead and I actually look into their eyeballs and not in a like, okay, look at their eyeballs. You have to look like a normal person. Look at their eyeballs.
Yeah, they're
talking,
at their
eyeballs,
they're
talking, look at them. Not a little bit. What did they say?
Crap.
I don't know what they
what
said.
What were they saying?
Right. Not that. I mean, when I actually like look at someone's eyeballs and I'm like connecting.
Yeah.
Very rare for me.
Yeah.
And when that does happen, I do feel this sense of uncomfort and it's like foreign, but like also like it's intense.
Yeah.
It's like an intense.
I know that type of
deep,
feeling you're talking
intense
about.
Intense feeling, but I don't know how to describe it other than that. It's like I'm physically uncomfortable, but like this is an important, deep feeling.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
I feel like we've strayed from deep, uncomfortable feelings that we don't understand.
Mm-hmm.
And that makes sense.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I am somehow honored to be a part of a core memory.
Well, you're part of a lot of core. We have so many core memories.
My battery is exhausted on that camera.
No,
if you
Rachel's
care.
Camera's dead. That means it's time to go. On that note. Well, the feeling that Rachel gave me when I was petting her hair in my lap is probably the feeling I just gave her by talking so long about serious things. So we're going to call it a day and go record some fun, crazy stuff on her podcast instead. I love you.
I love you.
I'm sorry I was ever a mean big sister bully to you.
You're good. You're great now.
And thanks for watching and leave comments for what we should talk about next week. Eric will be back. Maybe we'll go to Sonic finally.
What?
Did you know Sonic's a real fast food place?
Yeah. There's one where we went near when we went to college and the guys were all obsessed with it.
What?
It's, yeah.
Okay, goodbye.